This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To face the music. Ladies and gentlemen, 7 after the hour, this is the DJV program. Jay is out today. However, Jennifer Horn is here, bright and shiny, as is Jay Kirshner, who has just posted a picture or a video of me on my own face. You're going to put it on the DJV show, too? Why not? Let people see.
Yeah, yeah, it's on DJV.
Yeah, it's good.
It looks good.
Yeah. Put it on my own Facebook.
Getting away from behind the mic and on camera. Look at you, stud.
Yeah.
Oh, there, doggy.
Yeah. Yeah, hold on.
Although, when does the mask come off? When will they let you guys do the show without the mask?
And now. We're all done with masks.
Oh,
I think
wonderful.
We ought to all be done with masks, period, end of story. It's time, no matter how much the news media wants to scare you again with the reality or whatever it is of BA2 and more COVID, and this one's going to
Here's the beauty of freedom. If it gets bad, we can all choose to wear the mask.
Thank you.
Yes. And I am in favor of that. If you feel more comfortable wearing a mask, even to work today, you want to wear a mask, go for it. I'm all for that, but enough of the mandates.
Yep. And that is going to be one of the things that I think shines for the week. I think we see COVID going down on our talk radio countdown show. Because in terms of the top 10 items of the week, it was 6, I think, last week, wasn't it? And it keeps going because it's, you know, it's now, even if it's there, it's there. That's a silly statement, but it is. It's there.
Wherever you go, there you are.
There I am, right. I used to say to the kids when we were driving around when they were young and they'd be worried that we were lost, and I said, we're never lost. We are where we are. And that's it. That was long before, you know, we've become so dependent. As I was saying earlier, I went to New Jersey to pick up a tractor on Saturday, and then I went up to Maine on Sunday to pick up another piece of equipment for the farm. And I find myself using Waze to go everywhere. The guy says, I'll tell you, take a left at this turn. And I said, I'm all set. I got my Waze. And it's the only thing that I find, and I get annoyed when it doesn't work. And it doesn't work because usually you don't have enough of a signal. You know, the places I go are really out of the way in the middle of nowhere. And if you don't have a signal, you don't have any ways. You don't have anything. So I'm talking to this guy who's in the middle of nowhere up in Maine. And I was going to take a picture. I didn't do this. Jay, Chasta, I need to do more of this because it's interesting, I think, to people who follow the program. I went by a sign, "Welcome to Maine. Beware of the moose." It was like I'm down at this little back country road. There's a little sign that says, "Welcome to Maine." And then right after it, there's this huge picture of a moose, you know, drawn for a road sign. And beware of moose. And that's, you know, my car or truck had been jumped on by deer running across the road. But up in Maine, it's moose that you worry about. But anyway, the point that I'm making is that the technology of getting around is something that I appreciate and like it and use it more than I do probably anything else. The results of the investigation still not clear as to what happened. I think it's pretty clear what happened. U.S. 81, Interstate 81 in Pennsylvania, a collision involving dozens and dozens and dozens of people who do not know how to drive. There was a squall late in the afternoon, and the crash, there were hundreds of people involved in this thing. 3 people were killed. A couple of dozen went to hospital because the people drive too damn fast in the snow. It was one of those squalls that blinds you, you know, come up on it. Have you ever driven? Well, you probably haven't.
Oh, yes, yeah.
But, you know, they come, especially where you grew up in Cleveland, the snow comes across that lake, Lake Erie, and it's a blinding. It cuts visibility down to zero. It's like driving in the fog at night. I went through one of those when I was coming back from Des Moines last month. The same kind of thing. You just have to stop. And people on 81 didn't stop. They kept barreling down the highway. The trucks are just as bad, some of them, as the cars are. And so now, all of a sudden, you come into it. My father taught me when I was learning how to drive that if I didn't drive defensively, that is, if you weren't aware of everything going on around you, then it's your fault. You need to be aware not only of what your car or your vehicle is doing, but what is going on around you. And that's why mirrors are so important. That's why I use them all the time. You want to know who or what is around you. So anyway, there were 60 multiple tractor trailers involved in this crash.
And, well, and nobody wants to use their hazards anymore. I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but I see less and less use of hazards. People are following too close to each other.
Yeah,
and sometimes when there's something like this happening, whether it's the snow squall or even heavy fog, a lot of times those hazard lights, the flashing lights, are easier to see in the distance than red brake lights.
Yeah, you're right about that. So it's just, I don't know, words of the wise, I suppose, is sufficient in the sense that that you just... It's common. The lack, you hear me frustrated because it's so apparent that there's no common sense. Nobody uses common sense anymore. It's really pretty amazing, frankly. I think you see that all around, whether it's the political realities and the things that are just a part of our lives. Please think about what you're doing as you do it. I was trying to think of Jennifer when there was a big crash, I remember, in California. Because in California, it's probably worse than any place else. Not, well, up in the northern part where you can get some snow on the roads. But the people in California drive so fast. I'm a good driver, and I'm aware of how to drive on California roads. And maybe what I'm saying is it's different depending on where you are in the country. When I drive out in big sky country, or even when you go across the Southwest through Arizona, New Mexico, you can drive 85, 90, 95, 100, and it's no big deal. I found myself, when I used to own property in Arizona, when I'd go out there every couple of months, I'd rent a car in Las Vegas, and I'd drive to this place, about 2.5 hour ride, and I'd easily do 100 going across Route 95, 93.
That is so dangerous. What if you blew a tire?
Well,
way to brag about it, though.
No, I wasn't bragging about it. I was just saying that the reality, the conditions are different there. I wouldn't drive 100
flat,
miles
right
an hour
no.
doing the round of 15 to go to Las Vegas coming over to L.A. I sure
a lot of people do, and they end up in a ditch, and that's what's really scary is when it freaks my dad out. Every time when I was younger and I would drive to Vegas, he'd always be like, okay, call me as soon as you get there. You know, more of a worry worth than usual because you see so many horrific accidents on that road with people just going 130 miles per hour. The problem is that we don't know how to drive in weather. It was really, it was dumping rain this week in California, tons of rain.
Yeah.
And the roads were so crazily flooded and slick because it hasn't been wet here in so long. And I'm not a white knuckle driver at all. I was like almost petrified trying to get home from my other job to my house. It was, people were going too fast and splashing water. So you lose all your visibility. And then there's other people who are just poking along who you come up on too fast. I mean, it was just people either drive like a poke or they're driving way too fast when it rains. Well, no one moderates to an appropriate speed.
Well, and in L.A., too, it doesn't rain enough to clean the roads off. So I feel like whenever it does rain, you have all of those oils and all of that stuff, and it becomes so much more slippery. I've tried to just cross the street, like walking, and been sliding like I'm on ice.
Yeah.
In L.A., it's crazy.
Look what happened to me and my shoulder falling on the ice a month or so ago. I'm still feeling, rehabbing it, but it's dangerous. Ice and weather conditions, generally speaking, what can you do about them? Absolutely nothing. You just have to, kind of figure out how to roll with the punches, if you will. I thought it was interesting, the ice shelf info this week, the size, a big chunk of ice the size of New York City collapsed in East Antarctica over the weekend because the weather's getting warm. This is the first time, at least in recorded history, that an ice shelf collapsed down there. This has been more stable. This area has been more stable than, the stuff up north. And so people thought it was not vulnerable to climate change. So this is what happens. If the water that's frozen in East East Antarctica melts. You following me so far? The water there, if it melts, it raises sea levels. And now the situation with this focus on the ice pack in East Antarctica, it would raise, if all of it went away, the world would see an increase of 160 feet in terms of what, like, let's think of Florida or California. All right? I mean, can you imagine that much water? I'd find that hard to believe there's that much ice. It would raise the ocean level 160 feet. I just, I can't imagine that that's
pretty
right.
Substantial, yeah.
But I'm looking at an AP story, and that's what they say in this.
Which is why California start desalinating that ocean water so we can drink something.
Yeah, right, exactly. Hello, water things. So what's the big picture here? Ice shelves are a kind of safety belt around the margins of the continents. University of Minnesota scientist Peter Neff says that this collapse accelerates upstream ice and contributes to sea level rises. And it keep getting worse if we keep emitting greenhouse gases. So,
looking at you, Stefan.
Yeah. Let me get an electric tractor instead of a diesel-powered one. Or drive a car that doesn't...
I was talking about your natural gases.
Oh, well, thank you, Jennifer. nice of you to notice. Oh, it's all my cows that are the bad guys.
Yeah,
speaking
sure.
of good guys
Stop blaming
and bad
the innocent cows.
All right, the poor cows. A story in the next half hour about pigs that you'll be interested in. Meanwhile, don't forget about our DJV download. The present one, the most recent one, is a recap of all the Oscar winners and obviously the big surprise of the night. We also have a conversation about the China Eastern plane crash. There is more on that with the listening to the blue box or the red box, whatever they call it, the black box, that's it. That's being discussed. Lots of things every day. Loads of conversation about the things that you want to hear us talking about on the DJV download at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-903-5962. 800-903-5962. 800-903-5962. Again, that's 800-903-5962. Paid for by NPS.
bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Past 23 after the hour. Say that again, Doug.
How you doing?
Got a frog in my throat.
Biggest frog I've heard in a long time.
That was a big frog, yes.
Wow.
All right, 23 after the hour. It's trending time now. Trending on Twitter and Facebook. Doug Steffen has a horse in his throat. As opposed to a frog, and so that's what I don't. Where did that expression come from? I'm getting hoarse. Do you know where did that come from?
Good question. It's spelled different though, differently than the
H O A R.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, it is. Yep. All right, let's get down to the meats and potatoes stuff here. Taylor Swift is getting an honorary doctorate, according to all kinds of things splashing across social media. What's this deal?
Yeah, she's getting an honorary doctorate from NYU, and she's also speaking at the commencement, which will be at Yankee Stadium May 18th. Wow. She will deliver her address and receive her honors along with a class of 2022 at the stadium in kind of a traditional ceremony in the morning. And then in the evening, the university is also holding a doubleheader commencement for the classes of 2020 and 2021 who weren't able to have their traditional ceremony earlier due to the pandemic.
So is she going to entertain?
It's going to be a busy day.
It's going to be a concert. Is she doing the concert that
night?
No,
she's doing the commencement speech.
Yeah, but why wouldn't she do the concert? I would think that would be kind of cool, too. Right? Did she go to NYU?
That would be cool. No. Did she go to college? I don't think so. We'll have to Google this.
So why? She started at like 13 in her career, right?
Singing, yeah. So why New York University? Why do they?
Well, she's been associated with them because the university has conducted classes in her work. She didn't play a direct role in the particular curriculum, but they honor her arts.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Good for her. Kim Kardashian is sharing. What's she sharing?
Well, she is apologizing for the controversial quote-unquote get up and work comment that she gave in an interview with Vogue magazine, where she says this is her first time speaking out about it. It really riled up a lot of people on social media. When she was asked the advice she would give for women in business, and it was get off your rear ends and get to work. And she's saying that it was taken out of context. The question was kind of retracted of what she was actually asked, where it was almost an offensive question of like, well, you and your family are famous for being famous. And so she kind of came out with her response in a heated way
line.
Because she was she was trying to, you know, it was more about...
A really great statement, being famous for being famous.
Famous. Well, that's what they say that they are. And, you know, to some extent, it's true. Like, Kim Kardashian, it was odd the way she became famous. It was with the sex tape that apparently her mother sent out there. But these people have worked.
Thanks,
I mean, they've capitalized on all of their stuff. I mean, you can't discount the fact that they've taken an opportunity and exploited the heck out of it. It's the American way.
Yeah. And now she and her sisters, they legitimately are businesswomen.
Yeah.
They have so many businesses. You don't become a billionaire just for being famous.
No. They're smart. I take my hat off to them. I tease every once in a while about it. But when you get down to brass tacks, don't we envy people who are smart enough to do stuff like that, to turn manure into gold, I suppose, in a manner of speaking? Because when they first got started, it really was kind of manure-y, wasn't it, don't you think? Lots of gas and that sort of thing. Kind of smelly.
Sure.
That's why we get out of the picture.
Past the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In an effort to save the lives of the voiceless, the Oklahoma House approved a bill Tuesday that would make performing an abortion a felony, punishable by up to 10 years in prison, except to save the life of the mother. The House voted 70-14 to send the bill to Republican Governor Kevin Stitt, who had previously said he'd signed it into legislation.
Oh, I have no doubt they are very strongly pro-life in my part of the state, and I think that's true in most areas of the state as well.
Oklahoma House of Representatives Republican Jim Olson on Tulsa Channel 2. The Biden administration is looking to extend a pause on federal student loan payments. The moratorium has allowed millions of Americans hit hard by the pandemic to postpone payments. The extension would apply to more than 43 million Americans who owe a combined $1.6 trillion in student debt held by the federal government. The proposed moratorium would run through August. USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
The catastrophic failure of lockdowns was the single biggest driver of inequity in the last half century. So says Professor of Medicine at Stanford University, Dr. Jay Bhattacharya on Epic TV.
Public health had decided on this absolutely extraordinary path, made absolutely extraordinary promises. If you just sacrifice for the next 15 days, stay at home, well, we're not going to get hospitalizations, we're not going to get the deaths. All we need to do is listen to what they say. And that promise was not true then. It's been shown not true for the last 2 years, and it's destroyed the lives of so many people. And the trust in public health is, I think, also been destroyed with it. These models, in order to make them work, they have to have parameters in them, generally in order to get it right, that are rooted in the real world. The problem is we didn't have those parameters. We didn't know how deadly the disease was. We didn't know exactly how it spread. It was guesswork.
The time after Elvis emerged and before the Beatles, Bobby Rydell, the Philadelphia-born teen idol of the early 1960s. He had hits that included Volare and Wild One. He also played with Anne Margaret in the 1963 film Bye Bye Birdie. He died Tuesday at the age of 79. Rydell died of complications from pneumonia at a hospital in the suburb of his hometown of Philadelphia. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Emma Lindbergh is here, Senior Director of Education and Programming at the National Farmers Union.
We see a lot of folks who are new to farming, who are just starting out in their operation, still looking for those resources to help them get up and running. They just love the opportunity to network with other farmers and either learn what farmers are doing. Maybe it's something that they could apply to their own farm.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thirty-four past the hour as we slide into another hour of conversation here on the DJV program. I thought it was interesting to look at the reviews. As always, this expert says this and another expert says that. Jennifer Horn is here. She's an expert. Jay Kirshner is here. Also an expert. Victoria is off today. So the business about Biden and his speech from Warsaw over the weekend, the West's complete support for Ukraine, apparently behind the scenes, Mr. Zelensky says not so fast. He says the West is not doing enough. They have not rallied, and they haven't been firm. So one wonders, okay, are we getting mixed messages here? Zelensky's been all over the place in terms of being in Western media. But he was interviewed by The Economist, which is kind of the guide, Wall Street Journal in our country, But around the world, The Economist really has lots of credibility when it comes to, generally speaking, the flavor, the impact, if you will, of world events on the economy. So in a sit-down interview with him, he was in a bunker, it turns out. He was asked the question about whether we're getting enough help from the West. And he basically said...
Of course he's going to say no.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, because he's been asking for planes. He's been asking for NATO or the United States or someone to control the airspace. He's been asking for military equipment. He asked NATO for 1% of their military equipment. And he hasn't gotten all that. He's gotten a lot of money.
Yeah, if you look at the... what's enough? Enough is, what is it, money, or is it, what else does it take? Does it take troops? Does it take
planes? Well,
and
everybody has a definition of enough, right?
Yeah,
I think, but he,
Zelensky said in the interview that his case is about the past as much as the present, because he saw the Russians build up. He complained, or not complained, but he went to the West, especially to NATO, and said, look what's going on. We want to get into NATO because the Russians are coming. You know, the old, the Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. Well, the Russians were coming. And there was some, modest sanction stuff at the time. But there was nothing. But this article, by the way, is pretty good in The Atlantic. Wait a minute. There's two. I'm looking at the one in The Economist, and there's also a reference to The Atlantic Monthly and an article by Ann Applebaum that reads in part, quote, tragically, the Western leaders and diplomats who are right now trying to stave off a Russian invasion of Ukraine still think they live in a world where rules matter. I thought that was probably the most interesting quote that I've seen when it comes to the coverage of all of this stuff. Putin doesn't give a damn about anything. So,
he's not playing by rules. He'll do whatever it takes. He wants what he wants, and that's it. And so we were playing under this, these guidelines.
Like the rules of war. What a joke.
And say what you will about Donald Trump, but one of the things about Donald Trump is that he was crazy and unpredictable, and I think people were a little bit afraid to test him because they thought he could blow things up. What the difference, and the reason I bring that up, is that the difference is that the leadership, and it wasn't just in our country, but across the European Union and NATO, is, if I could tell you how many times I heard the Secretary of State in this country say, the ball is in Putin's court. No, you cannot say the ball is in Putin's court. You have to say, here's what's going to happen if you do this. And it seems like there was this, I don't know, no one wanted to poke the bear. No one, I mean, they didn't realize that how can you not realize? He's got 190,000 troops on the border of Ukraine. He's not putting them there for their health or his health or for decoration.
It's not a training exercise,
right?
As he previously said.
A lot of people that are on the border. I don't know. I feel like the world got caught by surprise or blindsided or something. Or really what I think was going to happen is they were willing to just give Ukraine to Vladimir Putin. And what changed is social media. People with the images of what was happening in Ukraine captured the people's attention, and then the people made the government start to act. And that's why it feels like we're playing from behind, because I think the world leaders were like, all right, well, Putin's going to go in and take Ukraine. We're not going to do anything about it. But then people cared because they saw Zelensky and they saw people suffering and they saw it on their phones every day. And I think now we pay attention.
I think that it's almost more than that. There's a certain ethics and morality that needs to come into play here, as much as it isn't really the way politics is played is hardly moral and hardly ethical. But I think the average person still, and it doesn't make a difference what nationality you are, I think we still feel or get a sense of morality and ethics. And Putin and the war is so immoral, going after, they're not defenseless, but it seemed like they were, just because I want it. And so I've seen it. That's the way the world has been built by dictators. And they see the Napoleon. Okay, I want Germany. I'm going to go get it. And the Roman Empire. I want England. I'm going to go get it. It's completely immoral. These people, maybe by definition, leaders, politicians, have to have an immoral streak in order to be successful. But this is complete, and maybe that's naive, too, to say that it's completely immoral and unethical, but it is. completely immoral and unethical. You're dealing with a subhuman, steroid-driven, rage-crazed despot who needs to be shot. That's what you're dealing with. And everybody has got the balsam of a dead pine tree. There's just nothing here. They're vapid in their responses. And they're all worried about this. What if? Baloney. It's what is that counts. You know The Power of Now, Tolle's book on acting in the present? The present suggests that there's a real problem that needs to be dealt with in real effective ways. And the Western sanctions may be effective to a point, but we have now spent $600 billion to sort of protect them, the collective, and would we have need, was that something needed if we had acted as a collective early on?
Right, that's the point. That's what's so frustrating. How many lives, how many dollars? And think about this, when this is all said and done, if Ukraine wins, the United States is going to be paying to rebuild Ukraine.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm not trying to...
The tax increases that the wealthy Americans are going to have to pay, according to Biden's
statements. Right, so it's not only for people who don't care. I mean, I care about the human life element of all of this and what you're talking about, what's right and wrong. But there are also a lot of people who say, well, who cares? It's not America's choice. Well, financially, it's becoming America's problem because we're going to be the ones to pick it up and clean it up after it's all over with. So it does become a problem. So I think strong leadership at the beginning of this, and maybe we need to learn from it because Taiwan will be next. And so we have to figure out how we can use our words, our actions, maybe it's sanctions ahead of time before we're just already waiting for the invasion to happen. And then we go, well, I guess we should do something about this. We need to be attacking from the beginning instead of waiting for 2 weeks until troops have rolled into Kyiv. I mean, it's like playing catch-up all the time.
All right, United States Supreme Court put pork on its menu. How do you like that? Pretty good, huh? Clever?
I think a lot of people are happy about this.
Right. So they've taken up a challenge to the law in California that regulates how pigs are raised. Pork producers that are not owned by the Chinese say that it sets an unrealistic requirement, in other words, local producers, because the Chinese own the largest pork producer in the country, Smithfield, but the local is still local and regional pork
processing.
Well, and
other countries aren't playing by the rules that they're making American farmers play by, and that's the rub.
Proposition 12. So what's going on with that?
What Prop 12 does is something that voters voted on, but again, it was kind of tricky. Like at the beginning, it seems great. Everybody loves animals. And so this was the Farm Animal Confinement Initiative, which was to set a minimum confinement space requirement in terms of square feet when you're breeding pigs or hens or calves.
Yeah.
And that was supposed to start in January of 2022. Well, apparently, according to what I've heard, the farmers were already pretty compliant when it came to the chickens and the cows. But a lot of the pig farmers didn't have the space. They didn't have the facilities to make those space requirements. And if they didn't, then they weren't going to be allowed to sell their products in California. So most pig farmers across the country do not meet these space requirements passed by California voters, which means no bacon, no pork, no ham, no nothing sold in the state of California unless they could prove that they have this. So there's a lot of outrage because they're saying this is going to hurt the pig farmers who are trying to earn money. They're trying to sell their product, and they're not going to be able to sell it in the state. And so they've challenged us. It's going to go to the Supreme Court now to see what they decide on this. If they can.
So here's the situation, not just in California. Because the growers of pork and poultry and, to a point, veal growers or suppliers have abused the animals, so the Humane Society gets involved, and then the pendulum swings the other way, kind of like the Black Lives Matter movement. It's gone from a reasonable approach to fixing a problem to an unreasonable approach. It doesn't really fix the problem. It creates more problems. So in this circumstance, the Humane Society, acting with good intention, gets people's ear because most people don't know anything about anything when it comes to farming. So they say, look at this outrage. And frankly, some of the conditions are outrageous and do need to be dealt with. But as usual, they go too far I am dealing with it on my farm with chickens because
it becomes
some
an overcorrection.
Chicken, yeah, it's the chicken inspector comes and looks at the chicken coop and says, oh, wait a minute, instead of having 3 feet per chicken, you only have 2.3 feet per chicken. Well, okay. Well, in the old days, chickens where they had, my chickens actually are free range chickens, so it kind of doesn't apply, but they didn't know that until they got there. So now we have this conundrum of what's enough room for a chicken? What's enough room for a little piglet? What's enough room for a calf? And that's really what the essence of this is about. Nobody's saying that the Humane Society was wrong to call attention to the problem because there was a problem. What the problem now is that we've overcorrected, made it difficult. They wanted to get rid of the cruel and unsanitary conditions. Okay, so they did that. Now, especially in California where everybody is loco, they go all the way to the end of the world, and then they jump off the cliff into the Grand Canyon, and oh, by the way, on the way down, we'll settle this.
And I don't remember how I voted on this, but the way that they write, and you know this, this is not just
confused
in California.
The hell out of you.
They write a proposition that says, well, if you don't want animals to suffer, you'll vote for this. It's possible I voted for this too, but they don't tell you about the flip side, which is that no longer will you see pork products in California, and the ones that do make it in are going to be extremely expensive, and it hits people, you know, in the pocketbook once again. And the same thing happens for eggs and meat. It allows prices to go up at a time when we don't really need it. So there's got to be a happy medium where you can solve the problem of dirty and disgusting conditions and still allow farmers to make money and farm and provide food. I'd rather get American pork than to rely on China bringing
products
in. Well,
the Chinese are taking our pork and bringing it to China, and they're bringing their crap back over here and selling it as American, and it isn't. So here we go again with the Chinese. 48 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After 1 day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick,
I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Three past the hour on the DJV program. Time for a visit with our favorite weight loss consultant. Elizabeth Miller is here from the website toploss.com, which, of course, is the way to reach people, to order things, and to find out more about Calitrin, which is the most fabulous weight loss product. So a lot of people come, you know, we have the usual social media stuff, Elizabeth, and people say, okay, you talk all the time about Calitrin and how to take it consistently and what it does. So what does it do? If I don't want to be hungry. A lot of people will talk about going on diets and they get off of them because they're hungry all the time. And I must confess that has happened to me on occasion. And I bet it has happened to a lot of people who are listening. So how do you lose weight quickly without cutting down what you eat? It's kind of a difficult thing to do, isn't it?
It really is. You know, dieting altogether is just really hard to follow. And, you know, with Calitrin, we don't recommend any special diets. People ask us all the time, you know, what do I need to be eating? You know, you want to eat moderately, just like you normally should. You don't want to overeat. You don't want to undereat. You don't want to do any crazy diets or anything drastic to your diet when you're taking Calitrin, because the way Calitrin works is by rebuilding lean muscle tissue. So you do, in fact, need calories to do that. When you're building lean muscle tissue, that's going to rev up your metabolism naturally. Now, it's not a quick fix for weight loss. Calitrin is not, because it doesn't contain drugs or stimulants. There's no appetite suppressants. There's nothing in it that would make you feel sick or jittery or like you couldn't eat. But it does rev up your metabolism naturally over time. Now, most people do report weight loss within the first month of taking the product. Week 4 to 6 is when you're really going to start noticing the weight loss. Now, before that, they tell us, you know, even within the first few days of starting the product, that you're sleeping better, you're waking up with more energy, even less joint pain, because it is a product that is healing. It's helping your body do its thing. So it's great for a lot of things other than just weight loss, but of course, you know, proven for weight loss with that. Our 90-day program is where the huge 86% success rate is. So if you give it time to work, you're going to look better. You're going to feel better taking this product. And then, of course, you're not going to gain all the weight back immediately either after you get off the product. I know that's another thing with diets. Diets are just hard to maintain for long-term weight loss. But with Calitrim, it is great for long-term weight loss.
Also not good for your body to have that yo-yo, okay, I'm going on a diet, I'm going to lose 15 pounds, and then you stop, you've lost 15 pounds, and then you go back to eating the way that you have eaten before, and it'll have the same results. You'll gain the weight back again. That's just exactly. Not good for your body, is it?
That's hard on your body. It's hard mentally, physically, you know. But with Calitrin, you know, you don't have to stay on it forever. We do have some people who love staying on it because they do feel better when they're taking the product,
yeah,
especially for the joint
time.
Pain.
Yeah, I do.
A lot of people with joint pain say, you know, this has been the best thing for my joints ever. I'm going to stick with it. It is great for a lot of things other than just the weight loss. But again, proven with that huge 86% success rate for the weight loss.
That comes from having one of the main ingredients being collagen protein, the collagen, the aloe vera, very, very good for the joints as well as skin, yeah, all kinds of things that are basically good for your body because it's natural building block stuff for your body.
It is. It's actually good for you. I know that's shocking, too. When you hear a diet product, you're like, oh, it's good for you. It really is. That's what sets it apart. That's what makes it different. In fact, we're celebrating 25 years this week of helping customers lose weight.
That's
great. You don't get to be in business for 25 years with a product that doesn't work or one that makes you feel sick or jittery or anything like that.
So what sort of deals do we have either using the DJV code or what's normally going to be available when you go to toploss.com?
If you put in DJV in the promo box, you're going to get free shipping on all orders on our website. That's DJV in the promo box. Now, right now on our website, we have got our 25th anniversary sale, and we're doing something that we've never done before, which is huge. You're going to save $25 off our proven 90-day supply. And then on top of that, you're going to get 2 months absolutely free. So it's basically you buy three, you get two free, and $25 off. And that's automatically going to be applied when you go on the website and you add that to your cart. And then, of course, for the free shipping, you can apply the DJV code for all orders of Calitrim, one bottle, two bottles, the 90-day supply. That's all on our website. Now, the website is toploss.com. All the information is on there. That's TOPLOSS.com. You can also chat with us online if you have questions, or you can call us. Our number is toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. That's 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right, there's the story. There's the scoop. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin. Check it out at toploss.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.